couple of weeks ago when I was visiting students at Ithaca College, an unknown college student kept the door open so that it didn't close before I walked through the doorway.
几个星期以前我去参观Ithaca College, 有一个学生竟然把门打开, 一直等到我过去。
I said thanks.
我说谢谢。
But I quickly forgot about her.
很快我就忘了她。
In fact, if I went to Ithaca College this next week, I probably wouldn't even recognize who she is.
事实上,如果我现在回到Ithaca College, 我可能就认不出她来了。
Now contrast what happened about 13 years ago.
从13年前发生的一件事相比。
An ophthalmologist named Richard from my Chinese church back in Houston performed LASIK surgery on my eyes.
一个眼科大夫叫理查德，从我们休斯顿的中国教会，他给我做了眼科手术。
For free.
不要钱。
He didn't charge me a nickel.
没要一分钱。
The surgery almost seemed like a miracle because before my surgery, my eyesight was measured at about negative 1,000.
这个手术就像神迹一样，在手术以前我的眼睛是负1000度。
And after my surgery, my eyesight was better than 20/20.
手术之后的眼睛就到了20/20。
I've told Richard countless times how grateful I am for the surgery that he performed on my eyes.
我已经不知道多少次了，感谢Richard为他的好意。
And I tell people that don't even know Richard about this kind deed that he did to me.
我也告诉我都不认识的人，是Richard是怎么帮助了我。
Like I'm doing right now.
就像我现在一样。
Later this week, I'm visiting Houston, and I plan to visit him.
这周晚些时候我要重回Houston，但是我准备要去看他。
And when I see him, I'll tell him again how grateful I am for the surgery he performed.
见面的时候，我要会再次的感谢他。
So what's the difference between what happened 2 weeks ago compared to what happened 13 years ago?
那两周以前发生的事和13年以前发生的事有什么不同呢？
Why am I so forgetful about what this young lady did for me when she opened the door for me in at Ithaca College, and yet even 13 years ago, I'm still grateful for what my friend Richard did for me.
为什么我这么快就忘了在Ithaca College这个学生给我开门这件事，但却念念不忘13年以前Richard为我做手术这件事呢？
They're both kind deeds that neither of them had to do for me.
两个都是这么好的行为，没有人，他们都不需要为我做这个。
The big difference is I value far more what Richard did for me than what the college student did for me.
最重要的不同是因为我认为Richard给我做的事情要比这个学生给我做的事情更有价值。
You see, the more you value something, the more grateful you are for it.
你看，如果你认为什么事情更有价值，那你就会存更好的感恩之心。
On the other hand, if you don't value a gift very much, you won't be very grateful for it.
Yes, 同样的道理，如果你不认为什么事情有价值，你就不会为之感到感谢。
Instead, you'll take it for granted.
Yes, 你就要觉得好像是理所应当。
The Apostle Paul was a very grateful man.
使徒保罗是个非常有感恩之心的人。
He wrote 13 books in the Bible, and in all but two of those books, he paused to thank the Lord for something.
他写了13部书，在圣经写13本书，但其中有两个，他就停下来，要为神，为一些事情向神献上感恩。
But in all these books, do you know what the Apostle Paul thanked the Lord the most often for?
在所有这些书中，你能猜想保罗为什么为神献上感谢吗？
Was it his salvation?
是他的救恩吗？
Was it the opportunity to be involved in ministry?
是神给他机会, 传福音吗?
No, even though he was very grateful for those things, the thing that the Apostle Paul thanked God the most for was his Christian friends.
很奇怪，尽管Paul当然了是非常为这些事情，为他的救恩和他的传福音感到为感谢神，但最重要的他是向神献上感谢，为他的基督的朋友。
In fact, of the 20 times that he gives thanks for God in his epistles, 13 of those times, he actually was thanking God for either a Christian individual or a Christian group of friends.
事实上，他有20次在他的信中向神献上感谢，有13次都是向神为一个基督徒或者一个基督徒群体向神献上感谢。
As you see, the Apostle Paul did not take his friends for granted.
所以你看，使徒保罗并没有认为他的朋友是理所应当的。
Instead, the Apostle Paul really valued them.
正相反，使徒保罗把他们看得很高。
In fact, if you take a look at 2 Thessalonians 1:3, he writes, "We ought always to thank God for you."
如果你看你打开《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章从第三节，他就说我们应该常常为你们感谢神。
The word "ought" literally means to owe money or to be in debt for.
这个字呢，应该从字面上讲，就是说我们欠你们东西，欠钱或者是欠东西。
So in 2 Thessalonians 1 chapter 1 verse 3, a literal translation would be, "We are always indebted to thank God for you."
所以就是从字面上翻呢，这个罗马13到8节这里呢，是保罗就是说凡事都不可缺欠人，唯有彼此相爱，因为爱的人就成全了律法。
In other words, the Apostle Paul was so grateful that God had brought the Thessalonian Christians into his life that he felt like he owed the rest of his life to thank God continually for bringing his friends into his life.
Yes, the Paul think he 欠这些欠他的基督徒的朋友在帖撒罗尼迦这个教会，他欠他们要一生永远的常常的为他们向神献上感谢。
Do you feel like you owe it to God to thank Him for the Christian friends that He has brought into your life?
你觉得你亏欠了你的基督徒的朋友，向神为他们表达向神为他们表达你的感激之心吗？
Do you see your friends as gifts from God?
你看你的朋友是从神那里来的礼物吗？
And do you regularly thank God for them?
你经常为他们向神献上感谢吗？
Apostle Paul felt like he should always thank God for his friends.
也使徒保罗想他应该永远的为神献上感谢。
So when was the last time you thanked God for your friends and family?
所以什么哪一次是最后一次你向神献上为你的朋友和你的家人向神献上感谢？
Or do you just take God for granted that He put them in your life?
你是不是就真的不以为然了？把你的家人和你的朋友，神把他们放在你的生活里，你就不以为然了？
Or do you go even a further step and feel like God owes it to you to bring better friends into your life that would make you feel good?
更不好的，你是不是觉得神应该把更好的朋友和更好的家人放到你的生活里呢？
Do you have a spirit of entitlement in which if God doesn't provide the right friends into your life, you're going to be either angry or disappointed with God?
你是不是觉得神应该把更好的朋友和更好的家人放在你的生活里？如果他没有，你就对神感到生气，感到失望呢？
Those of you who are married, do you see your spouses as gifts from God, or do you wish thatGod would have given you somebody better.
丈夫们，你结婚的人，你是不是觉得你的太太、你的妻子是从神那里来的礼物呢？你是不是觉得神应该给你一个更吸引你的、更有吸引力的妻子呢？
College students, are you upset with God because He has left you lonely and you don't have any close friends?
大学生们，你是不是？不高兴，因为你现在觉得很孤独，也没有很多特别近的朋友呢。
Or are you grateful for the friends that God did already provide you?
你真的很感谢神，为那些你已经现在有的朋友吗？
If we take for granted our friends and family, or even worse, if we hold them in contempt, we are going to be lonely and miserable.
如果我们真的不以把我们的朋友和家人不以为然，更严重的呢是看不起他们，那我们就要很孤独，很难过了。
even worse, we're holding God's gracious gifts in contempt.
更不好的是, 这样的话呢, 我们就把神的恩典, 看不上神的恩典。
But if we see our friends as gifts from God, we will truly enjoy them and thus give Him the glory that He deserves.
但是如果我们真的把朋友和家人看成是神的礼物, 我们就会真心地接受他们, 也真的, 把荣耀归于神。
As G.K. Chesterton once wrote, the worst moment for the atheist is when he is really thankful and has nobody to thank.
正像 G.K. Chesterton 曾经写的那样, 最难过的时刻是那些无神论者, 他们有很多事情要感谢, 但是就不知道去感谢谁。
The converse of this proposition is also true.
相反的方面也是一样。
The great saint may be said to mix all his thoughts with thanks.
那些信心的伟人呢，可以说他们是所有的想法都和感谢、感恩放在一起。
All goods look better when they look like gifts.
所有的东西呢，当你把它们包装成礼物的时候，就会看上去好看一些。
It is the highest and holiest of the paradoxes that the man who really knows he cannot pay his debt will be forever paying it.
这是最高和最神的神奇的悖论，就是说，如果一个人呢知道他完全不能还债了，实际上他却一生都在还这个债。
He will be always throwing things away into a bottomless pit of unfathomable thanks.
对，他就是总是把一样样的东西扔进那些不知感谢的无底洞。
But how can we show our gratitude to God for the gifts of our Christian friends and family?
那么我们怎样向神表达我们对我们的基督家庭和基督朋友的感恩呢？感激之心呢？
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, the Apostle Paul shows three different ways that we can express our gratitude to God.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第三到十二节。 保罗告诉我们有三种方式，我们可以表达我们对他们的感激之心。The
first way can be found in verse 3.
第一点就是在第三节里。We
ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for every other is increasing.
我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因为你们的信心格外增加，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
The first way that we can express our gratitude to the Lord is by expressing our gratitude toward the people He has given to us.
第一个方面，我们可以很好的表达我们感谢，我们的感谢之心是向我们的朋友们表达，我们是多么感谢神把他们带到我们生活里。
Now the Apostle Paul could have just thanked God for the Thessalonians without telling the Thessalonians that he thanked God for them.
So why
did Paul tell the Thessalonians that he thanked God for them?
对，为什么Paul要告诉这些人呢？
Paul wanted the Thessalonians to know that he truly appreciated them and he did not take them for granted.
就是要告诉撒帖罗尼迦教会的人，他真是真心的感谢他们。
In their book called The Carrot Principle, Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton wrote that most managers could transform their workplaces if they did a better job of showing appreciation.
The Carrot Principle book, Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton 写了这样的故事，他说，大多数的 管理人员可以把他们工作的地方改造成一个特别好的地方，就是要对他们的下属表达感谢。
In a 10-year survey, Gostick and Elton interviewed 200,000 people and discovered that appreciation tops the things employees say they want from their bosses.
在10年的这个调查中啊， Gostick and Elton 访问了20万个人。 他们就发现呢，感激这个课题，这个问题呢是在所有的是在上面最严重的一个问题。这个 雇员们说他们想从他们的老板那儿得到，但他们却得不到。
Here's some statistics that back up their claim.
这下面是一些数据支持这个结论。
The people who reported high morale at work, 94.4% agreed that their managers showed appreciation.
在很喜欢他们工作的人里边，有94%的人呢同意他们的老板、他们的 boss 确实知道感谢他们的工作。
But 79% of employees who quit their jobs cite a lack of appreciation as the key reason for leaving.
79% 的雇员们离开工作是因为他们觉得没有赞赏，没有感谢。
And Gostick and Elton concluded that the simple act of a leader expressing appreciation to a person in a meaningful way is the missing accelerator that can do so much but is used so sparingly.
所以他们总结说，说激发你一个领导激发你的下属，把他们的能力激发出来，这是一个唯一这是一个特别缺少的一个地方。然后他们大多数的人都用得很不够。
Do you want to bring out the best in your family and friends?
你想对你的朋友有影响，对。
Then show them the appreciation that you have for them.
所以你就告诉他们你怎么感激他们为你做。
So what did Paul appreciate about the Thessalonians?
那么 Paul 感谢撒帖尼罗家教会的人什么呢？
First, he appreciated their growing faith.
第一个，他感谢他们增长的信心。
And secondly, he appreciated their increasing love for others.
第二个，他感谢他们格外增加的爱。
Do you thank God for the people you know whose faith is growing and their love is increasing?
想一想你知道的基督徒他们的信心在增长，他们的爱在增加。
Do you ever tell those friends that you truly appreciate what God is doing in their lives?
你真的曾经告诉过他们你真的感谢神在他们的生活中所做的工吗？
Isn't it great to be part of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church?
你感觉到真的很感觉到be part， 你感觉到你是我们教会的一部分吗？
Every year about 25 people or so get baptized here at this church.
每一年我们有25个人在这儿受洗。
Think about some of the people who have been baptized in this church.
想一想这么多年我们有多少人在这里受洗。
Are you grateful for to God for the growth that you see in their lives?
你真的为神献上感谢了吗？看到这些人在教会他们的灵命得到成长。
I'm so grateful for Mrs. Yu who got baptized here today.
我今天真的为神献上感谢，因为于阿姨在这儿受洗。
It's exciting to hear how she received a Bible over 30 years ago and yet God brought her to this church to hear the gospel.
就是很兴奋当听到神把 Bible 30年前就是在中国就送给她，然后现在呢又把她带到这儿来，在我们教会受洗。
And she meets often with Sister Xiao Shan to grow in her faith in God.
她经常和小三姐妹互相探讨，所以她的性情可以得到增长。
The Apostle Paul tells us the second thing that we should do to express our gratitude to the Lord for his gift of our Christian friends and family.
是出保罗告诉我们第二件事，我们要经常表达我们的感谢，为他给我们这些基督的家庭和朋友。
In verse 4 he writes, Therefore among God's church we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
他在第四节里说，甚至我们在神的各教会为你们夸口，都因为你们所受的一切逼迫，在你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心。
The second thing that we should do to express our gratitude for the Lord for our gift of family and friends is to boast about them to others.
下一个事情我们可以为感谢我们的基督朋友和家庭呢，是夸耀他们，是颂扬他们。
In other words, we should not only tell our friends and family that we appreciate them, but we should tell our other Christians about how much we appreciate our Christian family friends.
换句话说，我们不仅要告诉他们本人我们怎么感谢他，我们还要告诉其他的人我们怎么感谢他们。
In other words, we should practice good gossip.
我们要练习好的闲话。
And to put it in another way, when we talk about people behind their backs, we should say kind things about them.
当我们说当别人不在我们面前的时候，我们就要说他们的好话。
Wouldn't it be great if we went to a prayer meetings and we hear people say something like, you know, I'm just so grateful to God for Pastor Tony.
如果我们去一个祷告会的时候，我们听见有人说我是这么感谢神，因为为了徐牧师。
He developed so many good leaders over the 16 years of his ministry here.
他帮训练了这么多教会的领袖，在16年在我们教会的服事中。
Then somebody else would say, "Well, I'm so thankful for the elders in this church because they have put so much time and effort into loving the people here at this church."
如果我们听见另一个人会说我真是为神感谢我们教会的长老，他们已经用尽心力来照顾我们教会里的人和事。那现在呢，徐牧师不在了，他们还要更进一步的承担起更多的责任。
So when was the last time you participated in good gossip?
什么时候是最后一次你说别人的好话呢？
Can you honestly say that you participate more in good gossip rather than in bad gossip?
你能诚实的问你自己，你是说别人好话的时候多呢，还是说别人坏话的时候多呢？
In 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 11 through 12, the Apostle Paul reveals another thing that we should do to express our appreciation to God for the gift of our Christian friends and family.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十一到十二节，Paul告诉我们另外一个事情，关于我们怎么感谢我们的基督朋友和基督家庭。
With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of His calling, and that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们常常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，让我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
The third way that we can show our appreciation to God for the friends and family that we have is to pray for these people that God loves so much.
第三点，我们可以为我们的基督家庭和朋友向神献上感谢，是为他们祷告。
But notice that the Apostle Paul does not merely pray for their physical needs.
要注意，使徒保罗不仅仅是为这些人的生活上的需要为他们祷告。
But he also prays for their spiritual lives.
更重要的是为他们的灵命祷告。
And these are the same things that we should pray for the people who God has blessed us with.
这同样的道理，我们要，这也是我们要为我们身边的人做这样的祷告，为他们的灵命做祷告。
First, we should pray that God will count our friends worthy of His calling.
第一个，我们要向神祷告，我们的朋友和我们的家人要配所蒙的召。
What is God's calling?
什么是神的呼召？
It is a call of salvation.
就是救恩的呼召。
It is God calling us as spiritual orphans to be His adopted children.
就是神召呼我们这些灵里的孤儿回到他的家。
If you are a Christian today.You have already answered God's call.
如果你是一个基督徒，你已经回答了神的呼召。
You are no longer a spiritual orphan.
你就不是一个灵里的孤儿了。
Instead, you and your Christian friends are children of God.
正相反，你和你的基督的朋友，基督徒的朋友是神的儿女。
And now God wants all of us adopted children to live a life worthy of the calling of being part of His family.
那神让我们所有的人，我们的基督，我们和我们基督的朋友，都到他的家里来，都要活出一个配得呼召的生命。
And so if we want to show our appreciation to God, we should pray that our friends will live a life worthy of their calling of being children of God.
所以我们要为我们的朋友祷告，所以他们的生活可以配得上神的护照。
That means that they will not only have a good reputation, but even more importantly, they will have godly character.
It's not so that way they will not, 他们就不仅仅有一个属神的好名声，更重要的是有一个圣洁的好品格。
In other words, that they will act like God's children when nobody but their heavenly Father is watching them.
换句话说呢，他们要要有好的行为，不仅仅是在人前，也是在人后，当只有神父神在天上观看的时候。
Think about the friends that you are grateful for.
想一想你很感谢的朋友。
When was the last time you prayed that they would live a worthy life?
什么时候是最后一次你为他们祈祷，所以他们的生命、他们的生活可以配得上神的护照。
But the Apostle Paul not only prayed that God would count the Thessalonians worthy of his calling, but according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12, he also prayed that through God's power, God would fulfill every good purpose of the Thessalonians and every act prompted by their faith, so that God would be glorified in them and they would be glorified in the Lord.
Paul 不仅仅向神祈祷祈求为这个教会的人呢配得上神的呼召，他撒帖尼罗加后书第二章第十一节和十二节，他又向神祷告说让神用他的大能去prayerful God may 神可以把他们配得过神的护照，又用大能成就他们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫。
In the same way, if we want to show appreciation to God for giving us our Christian family and friends, we should pray that God would fulfill their faith-inspired, God-glorifying dreams.
同样的道理，如果我们想为神献上，为我们的好朋友们、基督朋友们献上感谢，我们要祷告同样的道理，我们要祷告神让我们这些朋友们由信而生的荣耀神的梦想都能得到实现。
For example, there are a few undergraduate students in our English congregation who have a heart to start Bible studies targeted towards Chinese immigrants who are students at Cornell and at Ithaca College.
例如我们教会的一些大学生们，他们想他们为了从康奈尔从刚从大陆移民来的那些中国学生办一个英文的为他们传圣经用英文教他们。
And so I pray that God would bring seekers to their Bible studies and that these students will be able to disciple these new seekers.
所以我就为这些学生们祈祷，祈祷呢，神可以让他们帮助这些 seekers， 帮助这些慕道友呢，能学到圣经的道理。
Let me give you another example.
我给你另一个例子。
I know a young man who struggles with same-sex attractions, but he has chosen not to give in to the homosexual lifestyle.
我知道有一个年轻的人，他一直在抵制对同性有好感的这个倾向，因为他不想变成一个同性恋的。
Instead, his dream is that someday he will fall in love with a godly woman, that they would get married, and that they would have children.
他有一个梦想，有一天他会战胜这个感觉，然后他可以爱上一个圣洁的女孩子。
And so I pray that God would fulfill this faith-inspired, God-glorifying dream.
所以我就为这个年轻人祈祷，向神祈祷，神可以满足他这个愿望。
Do you know the faith-inspired, God-glorifying dreams of your Christian family and friends?
你知道你的基督家庭和你的朋友们，他们的由信而生的荣耀神的梦想吗？
If not, ask your friends if you could do anything for God, What would you want to do?
如果你不知道呢，你可以问他们说，如果你们可以为神做一些事情，什么是你最想做的呢？
And then once you know their dreams, then pray that God will make those dreams come true.
一旦你知道了，你就要向神使劲的祈祷，让神满足他们的愿望。
James chapter 1 verse 22 says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
这雅各书第一章第二十二节里说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己哄骗自己。
You see, the sermon isn't over until you practice what has been preached.
你看这个讲道呢，直到你去行了这个道，它就没有停止，就不会停止。
And so I want all of us to do 5 things.
所以我现在让大家做五个事情。
First,
第一个
think of a friend, a Christian friend who has a faith and love that you admire.
像一个基督徒的朋友，他的信心和他的爱呢，你很羡慕。
Might be a Christian leader, or it might be a young Christian, or it could be anybody.
可以是一个基督徒的领袖，也可以是新的基督徒，什么人都可以。
Secondly, thank God for your Christian friend at least once a day for the next week.
第二个呢，就向神献上为你的基督徒朋友献上感谢，至少一星期要一次。
And third, oops, I don't know what happened there. Third, practice good gossip about your Christian friend at least once this week.
第三点呢，要练习说好话，至少这一个星期呢，你要夸耀你的基督徒的朋友。
In other words, tell somebody else what you appreciate about that person.
换句话说，就是告诉别的人，不是他本人，是你怎么感谢他。
Fourth, pray for your Christian friends.
第四个呢，要为你的基督徒的朋友祈祷。
If you don't know what their dreams are, ask them.
如果你不知道他的梦想是什么，就问他们。
And fifth.Write your Christian friend an encouraging note.
第五个呢，就写一个小纸条给你的朋友。
In your bulletins, there is a card which has 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 written in two different in English and in Chinese.
在你的布伦特里有一个小卡，上边呢贴有。撒帖尼罗加后书第一章第三节的经文 ，both 用英文和用中文两个写的。
Use this card to write to a Christian friend an encouraging note in which you tell them that you thank God for them.
用这个卡片呢，就写上一些感恩的话给你的朋友。
You can go ahead and get started on writing it now.
你可以现在就开始。
Describe to that person some of the traits that you admire about him.
就写上一些他们的特点特长，你特别喜欢。
In case any of you want to write that encouraging note to Pastor Tony, you can put the card into my mailbox in the lobby, and then I can mail it to him.
如果你想写一个卡片给 Pastor 徐，你可以放到我的那个信箱里，我可以帮你邮出去。
Some of us may want to write to our husband or wife.
If 你想给你的丈夫和妻子写个东西。
To a parent or a child. So go ahead and start writing, and then after a few moments, I'll close this time with prayer. And if you don't have time to finish it all, at least you got a good start.
是现在你可以写了。如果你没有时间写完，至少你可以做一个开头。
We're going to go ahead and pray now. If you didn't have a chance to finish this, fill it out later on. Lord, we thank you so much for the friends that you have brought into our lives.
Father, 我们为你, 给我们这生活中的朋友, 献上这样的感谢。
Forgive us for the times when we take them for granted.
原谅我们, 当我们不, 高看他们的时候。
May these cards be expressions of our appreciation.
让这些小卡片, 作为我们感谢他们的一个东西。
Help us to express our appreciation for our friends to other people.
帮助我们学习怎么向我们的朋友和家人表达感谢之心。
Help us to remember to pray for their character and for their dreams.
让我们记，让我们学会怎么为他们的特长，为他们的好处祈祷。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.